All right, I'll join you, I said. I put some ice cubes in a glass and held it up for Nobu to fill. He wore a little smile when he took the glass from me, certainly the first smile I'd seen on him all evening, and very carefully poured twice as much scotch as I'd poured into his, topped by a splash of water. I took his glass from him, dumped its contents into a bowl in the center of the table, and then refilled it with the same amount of scotch he'd put into mine, plus an extra little shot as punishment. While we drained our glasses, I couldn't help making a face. I find drinking scotch about as pleasurable as slurping up rainwater off the roadside. I suppose making these faces was all for the best, because afterward, Nobu looked much less grumpy. When I'd caught my breath again, I said, I don't know what has gotten into you this evening, or the minister for that matter.
Don't mention that man. I was beginning to forget about him, and now you've reminded me. Do you know what he said to me earlier?
Nobu-san, I said, it is my responsibility to cheer you up, whether you want more scotch or not. You've watched the minister get drunk night after night. Now it's time you got drunk yourself. Nobu gave me another disagreeable look, but he took up his glass like a man beginning his walk to the execution ground and looked at it for a moment before drinking it all down. He put it on the table and afterward rubbed his eyes with the back of his hand as if he were trying to clear them.
Sayuri, he said, I must tell you something. You're going to hear about it sooner or later. Last week, the minister and I had a talk with the proprietress of the Ichiriki. We made an inquiry about the possibility of the minister becoming your Dana.
The minister? I said. Nobu-san, I don't understand. Is that what you wish to see happen?
Certainly not. But the minister has helped us immeasurably, and I had no choice. The occupation authorities were prepared to make their final judgment against Iwamura Electric, you know. The company would have been seized. I suppose the chairman and I would have learned to pour concrete or something, for we would never have been permitted to work in business again. However, the minister made them reopen our case and managed to persuade them we were being dealt with much too harshly, which is the truth, you know.
Yet Nobu-san keeps calling the minister all sorts of names, I said. It seems to me...
He deserves to be called any name I can think of. I don't like the man, Sayuri. It doesn't make me like him any better to know I'm in his debt.
I see, I said. So I was to be given to the minister because...
No one was trying to give you to the minister. He could never have afforded to be your Dana anyway. I led him to believe Iwamura Electric would be willing to pay, which of course we wouldn't have been. I knew the answer beforehand, or I wouldn't have asked the question. The minister was terribly disappointed, you know. For an instant, I felt almost sorry for him.